But this is not all. New Zealand Tom and Don Miguel, after at various times creating great havoc among the boats of different vessels, were finally gone in quest of, systematically hunted out, chased, and killed by valiant whaling captains, who heaved up their anchors with that express object as much in view as in setting out through the Narragansett Woods, Captain Butler of old had it in his mind to capture that notorious murderous savage, Annawan, the headmost warrior of the Indian King, Philip. I do not know where I can find a better place than just here to make mention of one or two other things which seem to me important, as in printed form establishing in all respects the reasonableness of the whole story of the white whale, more especially the catastrophe. For this is one of those disheartening instances where truth requires full as much bolstering as error. So ignorant are most landsmen of some of the plainest and most palpable wonders of the world, that without some hints touching the plain facts, historical and otherwise, of the fishery, they might scoff at Moby Dick as a monstrous fable, or still worse and more detestable, a hideous and intolerable allegory. First, though most men have some vague, flitting ideas of the general perils of the grand fishery, yet they have nothing like a fixed, vivid conception of those perils, and the frequency with which they recur. One reason, perhaps, is that not one in 50 of the actual disasters and deaths by casualties in the fishery ever finds a public record at home, however transient and immediately forgotten that record. Do you suppose that that poor fellow there, who this moment perhaps caught by the whale line off the coast of New Guinea, is being carried to the bottom of the sea by the sounding leviathan, do you suppose that that poor fellow's name will appear in the newspaper obituary you will read tomorrow at your breakfast? No, because the mails are very irregular between here and New Guinea. In fact, did you ever hear what might be called regular news, direct or indirect, from New Guinea? Yet I tell you that upon one particular voyage which I made to the Pacific, among many others, we spoke 30 different ships, every one of which had a death by a whale, some of them more than one, and 3 that had each lost a boat's crew. For God's sake, be economical with your lamps and candles. Not a gallon you burn, but at least 1 drop of a man's blood was spilled for it. Secondly, people ashore have indeed some indefinite idea that a whale is an enormous creature of enormous power, but I have ever found that when narrating to them some specific example of this twofold enormousness, they have significantly complimented me upon my facetiousness, when I declare upon my soul I had no more idea of being facetious than Moses when he wrote the history of the plagues of Egypt.